Okay, hi everyone. My name is Chris Kay and I'm a compulsive overeater. So, what was I like? When I was growing up, my parents were extremely strict about food. At mealtimes, my mother apportioned a small amount of food on a plate, and a plate was put in front of each child. There were seven children. So, you ate the small amount of food on your plate. And if you didn't, you were punished. this here. You had no choice, no options, no alternatives. If you did not particularly like beets or green beans, too bad. You had to eat it or face punishment. The punishment was physical, a spanking or a beating, depending on my father's mood. When I say beating, I mean beating. I mean being kicked and hit and having food forced down your throat. If one of my siblings declined to eat something, the rest of us had to watch the administration of the punishment. If this sounds like child abuse, well, it was. That would be correct. On a positive note, all seven of the children, including me, were slim or downright skinny, and I was downright skinny. So for the first 18 years of my life, I had never made any independent decisions about food. I never exercised any judgment about food. It was all done by my mother. At 18, I left home and I had roommates, and they told me there was something wrong with me and I should go to the clinic and talk to the mental health people. It seemed like they had my best interests in mind, so I reported to the clinic. The mental health staff asked me to take a written test. So I sat in a little room and answered multiple choice questions with a number two pencil for about 2 hours. I turned in the test and waited, and then two people in white lab coats rushed into the room and told me they were going to help me. Well, I was completely bewildered, but they showed me the test results, and I had the maximum score for severe depression. At that time, there were no treatments for depression except for talk therapy. It would take 15 years for the first drugs for depression to get FDA approval. In my case, the talk therapy helped a lot. I saw a psychiatrist multiple times a week in the beginning and then once a week for a year. I don't really know how it happened, but the psychiatrist kind of rearranged my mind and my thinking. So at the end of that year, my worldview was completely different. I was living in a new world with sunshine and hope. But there's only so much that talk therapy can do. So naturally, people like me with a mental illness, we often self-medicate. So what's the connection between depression, self-medication, and compulsive overeating? Well, here's a thought experiment that I constructed. Let's imagine or pretend we have a smartphone. We have the smartphone of a seriously depressed person. Her smartphone has lots of apps, but most of them will not open. She tries to post to Instagram, but it doesn't work. She tries to listen to music, but it doesn't work. The only apps that work on her smartphone are called Sad, Unhappy, and Want to Die. She sees other people around her with smartphones, and they are taking photos and posting on social media and listening to music. But those apps don't work on her smartphone. She would really like to engage with life and find joy and have fun. But the only place she can find joy is in food. Tragically, the joy from food lasts about 5 seconds. So that's the end of the stop of the thought experiment, and I will go back to what was I like. Since I was away from home, I could freely choose any food I wanted and any quantity I wanted. No one was controlling my food anymore. Hallelujah. This was happiness. So whenever I was depressed, upset, angry, frustrated, or had any strong emotion, I would eat compulsively. Of course, I would put on 5 or 10 pounds, then I would notice that my clothes were tight. So I'd go on a diet for a few weeks, exercise a lot, and I would lose the extra weight. I did every diet program. I would get great weight loss results. I was an absolutely excellent dieter. After attaining my ideal weight each time, eventually something would happen that made me depressed, angry, or frustrated, and I hated those feelings. I had to do something to get rid of them. So, in a fit of emotion, I would dive back into food, and then, of course, I'd hate myself for doing that. For many years into adulthood, I continued this pattern. Gain weight, go on a diet, lose weight, some emotional crisis, start eating again. Lather, wash, rinse, repeat. I was stuck in this cycle. Now, I suppose I could have continued along those lines until I died, but at the age of 41, something happened to me. I had a series of big crises, one crisis after another for about 18 months. I was unprepared for this. I had no support. My life was out of control. So I was overeating 24 by 7 just to comfort myself, to find a time out from dealing with all these serious problems. But my coping strategy was failing because if you overeat to deal with a crisis, then diet when the crisis passes. Well, what happens if there's one crisis right after another? The answer is you never stop eating compulsively. So I got to a point where my clothes no longer fit. My brain would just not face the fact that I was putting on a lot of weight. I was in complete denial. I just ordered clothes in bigger sizes. I put on about 60 pounds during that time, but I ignored the scale. I ignored full-length mirrors. I refused to look at photos of myself. I just couldn't deal with it. Okay, part two, what happened? Well, I happened to notice something about a woman I met through volunteer work. Before eating, she quietly said a little prayer to herself. I was curious, so privately I asked her about it, and she explained that she was in OA following a 12-step program. I was completely astounded. I respected and admired her and could not understand how she could be involved with this. She was a normal weight, and I thought 12-step programs were for people with really, really serious problems. And me, well, surely I could not be, God forbid, an addict. Oh my. But she gave me some materials to read and answered a lot of questions for me, and I wanted what she had. So in July of 2018, I bravely went to my first meeting. Then I got the 12 by 12 book and I went to a few more meetings and I started working the steps. But I was afraid to get a sponsor. I was really worried about anonymity and I didn't want to have a deeply personal relationship with a stranger. So I did the program alone. My first 90 days were really rough because when something made me angry or upset, I so wanted to turn to food. So what I did instead was to lock myself in my bedroom and cry. I cried because I wanted to eat so much. And once I cried for 2 days, well, it would have been much easier to call someone and better yet to have a sponsor. So I don't recommend my behavior. Well, eventually, through the readings and the meetings, I learned that we have a problem in common, and it's actually a disease, and that most everyone has had a similar experience, and no one is really judging. So I calmed down, and I got a sponsor, and I worked the program. It took a while to get abstinent. I would have 5 good days and then overeat something on the sixth day. I would ask HP for help. I'd forgive myself and I'd start over again. Slowly, the abstinent days outnumbered the non-abstinent days. And then, after 2 years, I was abstinent. The process had gradually taken hold and it became easier and easier. Okay, part three. What am I like now? I'm down 53 pounds and I've kept that weight off. My food plan is 3 meals a day with one snack and nothing in between. I log each meal in an app called Lose It. This keeps me accountable and focused. Prior to OA, I would have told you that I already eat 3 meals a day with nothing in between because that's what I honestly thought. But I was wrong. I had been in denial and I was unconsciously eating all day. My biggest challenge today is staying present in the present moment because I have this history of denial and unconsciousness in many areas, but mostly about food. When I eat, I try to focus on each bite. If I start thinking about something else, I gently push those thoughts aside and concentrate on what the food tastes like. Because of my childhood experience, I have PTSD around meals. So before each meal, I say this prayer to myself: Higher power, help me enjoy this meal by eating the right amount of food, not too much and not too little, to attain a healthy body weight. Amen. And that way, I slow myself down and I trust that my higher power is protecting me. I am no longer in control of anything. I leave it all up to my higher power. I have to remind myself of this multiple times every day. It's not automatic, but I think it will be eventually. I start each day with prayer and meditation. I read Voices of Recovery and For Today every morning. And if I have time, I also read Seeking the Spiritual Path. I go to one meeting a week. I meditate in the morning and often just before bedtime. I find that if I meditate longer in the morning, like 30 minutes, I become much happier that day. I do service and I try to say yes to volunteer requests as much as I can. Possibly most important of all, people and situations that used to baffle me are now much easier. I get direction from my higher power, and somehow, whatever the problem or issue is, it just gets worked out. Thank you for listening to my share.